As a reminder, we are receiving a number of questions that revolve around specific cases of divorce, khul'a, disputes and the like. Then, as a reminder to the brothers and the sisters, and this was stated at the beginning, we will not be entertaining them in this group. And my advice to the brothers and the sisters that find themselves with these issues is that if you live in the Muslim lands, alhamdulillah, there's a correct approach to these things, which is that you have the Islamic courts and there are judges widely available, alhamdulillah, to tackle these disputes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all what is best in this world and the hereafter. If you live in the West, then alhamdulillah, you have mashayikh, tulab al-ilm, who can assist you to give you advice. And if they need a specific fatwa, they can contact one of the scholars for this purpose. Barakallahu feekum. And we find that our salaf were very careful in matters of talaq, divorce, and similar affairs. For example, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentions about Sufyan ibn Uyayna, who was from the imma of the salaf, from the imma of Ahl al-Hadith, who used to not give fatawa as it relates to at-talaq. And he was able to do so, but just showing the serious nature of these affairs. And you find in some disputes that there will be varying accounts offered by each party. Naam. And in our time, if we were to look at the approach of some of our senior scholars, who we benefit from immensely, benefit from their knowledge, but also their behavior, their conduct, and their wisdom, because also we must learn from our scholars' adab. Sheikh Al-Fawzan, subhanAllah, and I'll place one of the recordings, when he's asked about specific cases of divorce, and he refers the questioner to the Muslim judges and the courts present in those lands. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakum Allahu khayran.